Well, here in the western United States, we are locked in a severe drought. There is less snowpack in the mountains, wildfires are more intense, and the states that rely on the Colorado River are bracing for significant restrictions to their water supply. That explains why 8 western states are trying to shake more water out of the sky by using a technology known as cloud seeding. Chelsea Harvey covers climate science for E&E News. Chelsea, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Sure. So for a lot of people, I think this is going to be the first time that they've ever heard that you can coax a cloud to start raining or snowing. So why don't we start there? Explain how this works.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think not a lot of people have heard about this, which is interesting because it's a practice that's actually been going on for decades now. Basically, the way that it works is you can take this substance called silver iodide. It's a kind of a crushed up powder. It's a crystal-like substance, and you can spray it into the air so that it lands in clouds, and you can do this either using chimneys that are kind of sitting on the tops of mountains, or you can take a plane and actually fly it through the air, and this substance goes into the clouds and it attracts water droplets and they freeze into ice and basically produce snow.
Wow. So as you say, it's been used many years, but is it getting more common now that the drought seems to just keep going and going and going?
Yeah, I think there's definitely at least a lot more interest in it now as this drought continues and, you know, a lot more interest both from state governments and from private entities like ski resorts, you know, or power companies that want to increase precipitation for example, hydroelectric purposes. And, you know, as this drought continues to drag on, there's a lot of talk about what kinds of actions might we take to mitigate this drought. And, you know, part of that is water conservation. And then on the other hand, you have this idea about cloud seeding. Like, can we actually increase the amount of precipitation that's actually falling out west? And can we increase our snowpack, which is a vital freshwater resource for much of the west in that way?
I remember more than a decade ago now, I was living and reporting in Wyoming, and this story would come up a lot. And I remember, tell me if this has changed, but there was a dispute about whether or not cloud seeding even worked. Has there been any new science in that time that has cleared things up, or is it still a question mark?
There definitely has been some new science just over the past decade or so. So there was a lot of research back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, a lot of it sponsored by the federal government that, you know, was trying to figure out whether this practice really works. And it kind of hit a dead end after a while. And, you know, several decades went by. States were still engaging in this practice, but there wasn't a whole lot of hard evidence that it was really working. You know, it was one of these things where in theory it should work, but we just don't really have the evidence for it. And only over the past decade or so, and really especially in the last few years, has technology really gotten to the point where we can conduct experiments that can really provide that evidence. And that's just a factor of advanced radar technology, advancements in computer modeling. And so there have been some really interesting experiments just in the past few years. One of these in particular, back in 2017, called the Snowy Experiment, provided some of the first really concrete evidence that cloud seeding actually can increase the production of snow.
Okay, so how much snow are we talking about? Can you measure it?
So yeah, the Snowy Experiment that I just mentioned, they were able to measure the amount of snow that it seemed to produce. And over a 3-day period, kind of in this, you know, one like mountain valley area, it produced something about, I want to say, close to 300 Olympic swimming pools worth of snow. And so okay. It sounds like a lot, you know, but if you want to think about really in the context of this ongoing drought that's been gripping the West for years, it's a pretty modest amount of snow. So the experiment showed that it can produce some snow, but the big question that remains is, you know, how much, and over a much bigger geographic area, is it going to be enough to really make a difference?
About that drought, does this speak to you how bad the problem is in the western United States, that we'd have to resort to pumping chemicals into the clouds and kind of crossing our fingers that it will snow?
I think it does. You know, I think it speaks to this kind of growing desperation to, you know, do something about this problem, especially in the context of climate change. You know, most projections suggest that the situation is likely to continue dragging out and that droughts in the future might be even longer and more intense. And so it's really a big topic of conversation now. What can we do to try and make the situation better?
How dire is the drought right now?
The drought is pretty dire. There has been some recent research that suggests the current situation is what scientists would refer to as a mega drought. So it's a drought that lasts for many years on end. There was one recent study that suggested that the past 20 years are probably the driest period of time that the Western U.S. has experienced since at least the 1500s.
Wow. All right, Chelsea Harvey covers climate science for E&E News. Thanks very much for this story. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.